Women edge past men in doctorates in US. In the United States, about 6 out of 10 students in graduate school are women. The same is true of today's young adults who already have a degree beyond college. As a result, the Census Bureau expects that more women than men will hold professions such as doctors, lawyers, and professors. Men had faster growth rates than women in going to graduate school in 2009. Still, women earned 60% of the master's degrees. That was the level of about 90% of all the graduate degrees awarded. But a new report says that 2008-2009 academic year will mark a change. Women also earn 50 4/10% of the doctoral degrees. The Council of Graduate Schools says this was the first year ever that women earned more doctorates than men. 42% of all doctorates that year, the large share, were in education, engineering, and biological and cultural science. But the report says between 1999 and 2009, graduate enrollment increased in all subjects. The fastest growth was in health science, business, and engineering. In 2009, graduate school reported strong growth of 6% in first-time students from the United States, but enrollment of new international students decreased by about 2%, the first drop since 2004. The share of foreign new students in graduate schools fell from 18% to 16.5%. In other education news, President Obama marked the new school year with a speech Tuesday. He spoke from a school in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You know what's going on in the news, and you also know what's going on in some of your own families. You read about the war in Afghanistan. You hear about the resistance that have been through. And sometimes maybe you're seeing the worries in your parents' face or sense it in their voice. So a lot of you, as a consequence, because we're going through a tough time as a country, are having to act a lot harder than you are. President Obama told students they need to work hard in school because education has never been more important than it is today. The farther you go in school, the farther you're going to go in life. And at a time when other countries are competing with us like never before, when students around the world in Beijing, China, or Bangalore, India are working harder than ever and doing better than ever, your success in school is not just going to determine your success, is going to determine America's success in the 21st century. This is Fanny Sherngren.